But now... arguably, the most terrifying thing that I have ever agreed to.
It is.
In fact, I don't even know if I did agree, PJ.
Well, it doesn't matter. We have you doing it. It's booked, it's real, and it's happening. Jim McCabe will be doing, against his will, a stand-up comedy show in the Pavilion Theatre on the 25th of this month. He will be doing support for me in my show, my new stand-up show. It's rolling around. He's never done stand-up before. He's never stood in front of a crowd before and told jokes completely solo and had to have the eyes of the country looking at him. He's going to do this show. It's going to be a real thing. Eric Lawler, it's me and Eric Lawler and the wonderful, the one and only, for one night only, ladies and gentlemen, please put your hands together and welcome your host and MC, Mr. Jim McCabe.
It's going to be awful. It's going to, I tell you, it is the most terrifying thing. The lads have been at this for, how long have you been at this now?
To yourself try and talk and you into it?
Yeah.
A long time.
It's been months that Mike and PJ have had this idea about Jim Stands Up. Is that what you're calling it? Jim Stands Up.
Yeah.
And it's just, I've jumped out of planes. I'd do anything rather than this.
Well, I tell you something. Jerry Seinfeld, the famous and wonderful Jerry Seinfeld, he has this thing where the New York Times, they did this survey and they asked people their 10 biggest fears in the world. Number one was public speaking. And of course, the hardest public speaking is stand-up comedy. Yeah. Number two was death. That means if you're at a funeral, you would rather be in the box than be the person speaking on the altar.
Yeah, than delivering the whatever you call it. Exactly. Oh my god.
So
no, honestly, and the weird thing is, like, it's kind of, you know, if it was a straightforward MC thing, if it was, you know, introducing people, hosting a night, anything like that, like, no problem. But I cannot get my head around what you do.
Well,
the idea of having to original create them, and that's the problem. Create the jokes in the first place. That's, oh my god.
Well, if it makes
it is absolutely, it is without a shadow of a doubt the most terrifying thing that I've ever, ever, ever signed up to.
Well, if it makes you feel any better, the hardest gig you'll ever do, Jim, is your first one. So that's something that should put you at ease.
Oh, my God. Do you remember your first one?
Oh, I do, yeah.
Did it go okay?
Well, considering I only have the odd nightmare about it 20 years later, yeah, I wouldn't have said it went too bad.
Welcome back, waking up happy with PJ and Jim. Des Bishop still with us in studio. Come here, listen, got to ask for your help in something, okay? Because I'm assuming when you went to Dancing with the Stars, you were stepping outside of the old comfort zone on that one. That was a walk into the unknown,
yes.
Okay?
Although I had danced in my life, you know?
All right, okay.
On the dance floor.
Yeah, no, I get that. I get that. I didn't assume that you just stayed in the cave all the time.
Yeah.
But these guys are forcing me into the unknown, okay, because they're bullying me, I suppose, really, is the term that should be used in all these situations. Bullying me.
I like
me.
To use the term, take responsibility for your own behaviour.
Damn right, Des. That is to say, that's exactly what it is. Take responsibility.
Take responsibility.
They're,
so,
they're forcing me to do a few minutes of stand-up. I say a few minutes in the hope of
a five-minute bit for a gig that I'm doing in the Pavilion in Dunleary.
Yeah, it's a great theatre.
So as an expert, right, I need some advice, I need some tips. I need you to tell me how to be a comedian.
Well, first
Please.
Of all, you have an advantage, right? Because you're on the radio every day. So you're used to, you know, speaking and all that stuff. So first of all, be yourself. When I say be yourself, not the guy on the radio, because you change the minute the mic turns on. Just
Correct.
For the record. It's like, we're chatting before the show, and it's like, hello, 4FM. It's like, that guy does not talk like that. That is not. But be the guy that before the radio. And then obviously, whatever, man. Just write your jokes. Do your thing.
Yeah,
everyone's rubbish.
Hang a second.
Everybody's rubbish
throw
at
that
the
away.
Start.
Write your jokes. How do I write a joke?
Dude, what do you mean, how do you write a joke? You know how to be funny, man.
Yeah.
You know? Write a joke about being bald. Write a joke. No, seriously. Play to your strengths. Write a joke about being bald. Write a joke about being on the radio. You open up for PJ. It's PJ's show. Probably write a little dig at PJ. And then, but you know, don't focus too much on like messing. Don't go to the crowd. Don't say anybody in here from there. Anybody, just stay off
no,
the crowd.
No, that's never going to happen. That was
stay away from the crowd because a lot of people make that mistake.
Yeah.
And then just do your bit and then get it done. Because at the end of the day, doing a gig once is meaningless. It's just an experience you're going to have. You're going to be pooing your pants beforehand. You're going to go out there. It's going to fly by. You're hardly going to experience it. You know, you got to do it loads to get good. So just go out and enjoy it.
And have fun.
You know?
Right.
You're literally going to poo yourself before you go.
Thank you for that. Thank you.
No,
for
it's
that.
Like really, really frightening.
I don't know about but these, the about rush. These tips.
Have you ever done bungee jumping?
No, I jumped out of a plane. I've done.
Yeah, so there you go.
Stuff.
You know that feeling. It's like, will I, and then you're out, and then you're like, wah! No, it'll be like that.
Yeah.
It'll be like that.
What would you, like, a beginner, first gig, he's about to walk out on stage.
Yes.
What does the man do?
Right.
What
yeah.
does the man do?
The very first thing you should do, Jim, in terms of, look, you already have your material in your head and you think, right, that's the material right, see, I'm going to do.
There's the first point there right, that right, we're right. falling down on, yeah. But
I'm
anyway.
Talking about when you walk out on that stage and the thing to do, Jim, is you gotta look relaxed. You gotta smile. Look like you want to be there because... An audience, the audience that are going to see you there, they will be briefed that this is your very first stand-up, okay? And they will want you to do well. But if you show any sign of nerves, and they'll just cringe. They'll
show
clam
no
up.
Fear.
Yeah, it's exactly. Like... No, that's half the battle, Jim. I swear to God, any it comedian is. Will tell you, you walk out there with a bit of confidence, a bit of smile, they're like, oh, hey, this guy knows what he's doing. But if you walk out like a shrinking violet, they're already they're going, oh no, this is going to be a car crash. Oh no, 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 no.
They'll copy your body language.
Yeah, they
stuff.
Will.
People like that, they'll go, oh, yeah.
Oh no, 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 and they won't open up. And they'll be like, they'll be willing you to do well. Like, genuinely, they'll be willing you to do well, Jim. So go out there, act confident. Even if you don't feel it, act it. All right?
Right.
Look
right.
them in the eye, smile, and go, hello, how are you? I'm Jim. And make a joke of the fact that it's your first gig. This is probably going to be terrible. I don't know, but I hope you enjoy it. But you know what I mean? That's what you got to say.
Line. What a great line. This is probably going to be terrible. But I hope you have fun.
But they will love that. They will love that honesty.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? And then you will win them over because they'll be like, oh my God, this is his first gig. Come on. If he's anyway funny, we're going to raise the roof here. Do you know what I mean?
And but Jim, a question for you as well. Now that you're talking to the man who will be the man who's going to bring you out on stage
yes.
in your first ever show.
Yeah.
Is there any requests? Like, what do you want him to say?
God, I never even thought of that.
Stage?
Yeah, I'll butter them up a little bit, Jim.
Right,
you know?
Yeah,
I'll explain
yeah.
the situation. But is I there mean, anything in particular you'd like me to announce?
Well, short of bribery, I can't really think of anything in particular. I don't know. Like, yeah, yeah. So, in other words, like, is there anything that he should say to kind of to ease the pain?
Yeah. What would you, what would you like to be said about yourself?
Oh,
you know,
my
ladies
God.
And gentlemen, this next guy up, he's PJ's partner in crime on the Breakfast Show on 4FM, Jim McCabe. He's never done stand up before. This could probably be the worst 5 minutes you've ever experienced in your whole lives. But let's hope for all our sakes it's not going to be that bad. There are epidurals under your seats.
the exits are there, there and there. The beauty of it is I'll be sandwiched between two absolute legends of the game.
Jim, you're going to be brilliant.
But anyway, Eric, thanks a million for coming in. Appreciate all the tips.
No worries.
Actually, and the best part of it all is I'll get to see you perform and I'll get to see PJ perform on the night anyway.
Yeah, yeah.
Eric Lawler, thanks so much for coming
no
in.
No worries
appreciate
at all,
it. Thanks
the very
for
best. Good luck.
Cheers, man. Take That, Relight My Fire. By all accounts, they were absolutely amazing at the gig. Loads of pictures all over social media and stuff of people who were there. Apparently, they were fantastic.
Oh, yeah, fantastic. Gigs, are there? Yeah, because, of course, are they playing tonight as well? I don't know. They were playing a couple of nights anyway, that's for sure, weren't they?
Yeah, if you're lucky enough to have seen it.
Yeah, if you're lucky enough to see them, of course, if you weren't lucky enough to see them. Fear not. Because there's an even better act coming. And I've news to break to you, Jim McCabe.
Really?
Yeah.
To me?
I do.
Oh my God.
Because you know the way you're going to astound the nation with your incredible stand-up comedy routine
I
on the 25th of May in the Pavilion Theatre in Dunleary. You're about to do it. Jim McCabe, it's unfortunate news for you probably. Very
right.
fortunate news so far, but we've sold over 230 tickets.
Oh my God.
We're about 230 tickets in. So it's a nice small audience for you on your first time.
I do wish you'd stop.
So you're
going
to have a great time. It looks like we're going to... There's still like a week and a half to go, so it looks like we're going to be on the door of a sellout here. So Jim McCabe, I want to tell you, and congratulate you, congratulations on possibly selling out your first ever stand-up comedy show. I just want to congratulate you on that. It's looking like you've done...
That is a
you're
shocker.
You're raking them in.
That's a shocker.
And
that is terrible.
The theatre actually contacted me yesterday saying, is Jim McCabe doing a bit? So they're now going to use it as their sort of bit of publicity.
Ah, stop, will
yeah,
you? Come on.
They are. They're going to use it as a bit of their marketing campaign for the show. So
this is a nightmare.
So once again, Jim McCabe, thank you very much. You've done me very...
You people are just...
Very well.
The darkness in you, but I never saw it in you before until
what
now.
What darkness? You, what darkness? Look at us, we're
Mike,
delighted for you.
You and Mike Hogan, the darkness in you.
This is, we're delighted
reveling
for you.
Reveling in the pain of a colleague.
There's no pain.
Haven't slept, haven't ate.
Yeah.
I'm a broken man
That's
here.
That's what makes the joy of victory all the sweeter at the end.
There you go, that's Maloko. Sing it back here at Classic Hits 4FM 821. Neil Delamere is still with us in studio. Of course, you can catch him live at the Everyman. Everyman is in
June 4th, yeah, the bank holiday weekend. Sunday's the bank holiday.
And then Drieacht on in July.
Drieacht in July, yeah. I'm assuming these gigs are going to still go ahead. And I mean, I assume that if you, you know, if you make a call and you want to slot, I mean, well, obviously they're going to have to give it to the bigger act. I'm just hoping at the moment that it can go ahead.
Look, I'll just give you some space, okay?
Okay, great. Thanks a million.
Can't guarantee that, like, you know.
Maybe I could open up.
Won't go in after you, but.
Yeah.
Maybe give Neil and myself a couple of open spots.
This is a nightmare. By the way, can I just point something out, right?
Yes.
I was watching the 6 o'clock show last night because my buddy here, PJ, was on.
All right.
And all this stuff I'm getting about, you know, kind of like the way they're wallowing in my agony.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah.
He admits last night that he's walked away from stand-up comedy about like 8 or 9 times. Because it was so horrific and horrible and frightening. And
it's what happens if there's a critical mass on the petition to get PJ to leave. if he gets 20,000 signatures, he has to go. It's actually a legal thing.
You're genuinely pushing the quota up every year, so I just keep dodging the quota. That's why I get to keep coming back.
He just keeps raising the bar.
He had to be press ganged into staying in the game, and now he's forcing me to do something.
Yeah, but I think in fairness, he did get some sort of therapy to avoid your stage fright.
Yeah, I don't even know if it's the therapy thing that kind of worked. It was just a matter of actually realizing.
Yeah,
it's not that big a deal, really.
Yeah, unless you're new, in which case it's a really big deal. Like it's a massive deal.
I mean,
it's taken him 20 years to deal with what he does nearly every day. But, I mean, you should be fine.
Yeah. So when you're in your early 70s, gigs will be nothing to you.
Nothing. You great. Won't even remember you were...
Thanks for that.
You were worried.
Thanks for that.
What are you going to talk about, you know?
Oh, just... I think I'm just going to throw myself in the mercy of the...
I think you should improv.
Improv?
Improv.
Right.
Improv or do your most existential sort of...
That's
like,
an interesting thing because, you know, like, are you going to be the first genuine bona fide comedic star to come in here and actually give some genuinely decent advice? Because everybody else has just
taken a mickey. No, I'm going to jump on board that bandwagon.
you're not volunteering to write any material.
How long are you doing?
What did we say, 90 seconds?
About 5 to 7, really.
5 minutes. I'd say that's 500 or 600 words, would it be? You probably don't know by word count, do you?
God, this is practical advice. I knew this man would help.
But by word count, yeah.
Word count.
Yeah. You know, maybe 600 words would be maybe 5 or 6 minutes. Yeah.
600 words?
Yeah.
Right,
depending how, or it's about 200 words for Chris Kent is about 5 or 6 minutes. Because he's just so slow and steady and he's brilliant, I have to say, though.
Right. Do you remember your first ever gig?
I do, yeah. Yeah, it was horrific. It was supporting PJ at the Pavilion in Dunleary. All I remember about doing it was that there was two schools of thought. You bring everybody you know or you bring nobody you know at all. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I think the nobody bit is...
So I didn't bring anybody.
Did you just say you know you're going to die? Thank you for a bit of honesty at least.
I mean, you won't die because you're an experienced performer in front of a radio mic and all the rest. And there's some degree of kind of crossover.
There is
no,
some degree.
No, yeah.
You're not like somebody that's just come out of nowhere.
Exactly.
Like you know what it's like to have eyes on. You know what you have a bit of Minecraft. You know how to get people's attention.
Minecraft.
Wow.
Yeah, Minecraft.
Which is a knockoff of Minecraft. Like when you walk on a beach in Thailand, they try and sell you Kelvin Klein's underpants. That's what that's.
Yeah. Same, but different.
Same, but different. I think you'd be grand. And I think they'll want you to do well as well.
Oh really?
So I genuinely think you'd be all right.
These chances have been up to all sorts. Although you don't even know about this, because Mike just sprang it on us this morning. Apparently, unbeknownst to myself and PJ, Mike did a little survey. He decided he was going to do a little survey of the staff here in Classic Kids 4FM to find out how they anticipated it would go on Thursday night, right? So there's a selection up here he told me I have to play.
Well, now you're going to find out who your friends are. You're going to find out how supportive they are, yeah?
Absolutely. So this is Aoife. Aoife is the receptionist here at Classic Kids, and... So this is what Aoife had to say to Mike.
I am nervous because it is something that's out of his comfort zone. And he's been quite vocal that it is out of his comfort zone. But I think he'll be brilliant. Like, he's naturally funny. He naturally has me in stitches because he does be jumping around the office. And as a person, even just some stuff he comes out with does have me in a heap.
Isn't Aoife lovely?
Aoife's lovely. Now,
can
I will
we get
say,
Aoife to the gig?
That is absolutely wonderful. But I will say, and I do, I'm very fond of Aoife. I think she's lovely. But she'd laugh at anything, right? If Aoife's seen...
Don't take the good, Elvin.
I'd say when Aoife wakes up and she opens up the curtains and she sees the sun shining, she just cracks up and can't stop laughing.
Yeah.
Oh, can you believe the sun's up?
Yeah. She is a truly lovely person.
She's an absolutely amazing person.
Can we get a ticket for Aoife?
I think we, well, there's going to be,
in the front
trust
row.
Me, it's going to be like there's 250 Aoifes sitting there in front of you. You'd be grand.
Okay, right, next up is Helena O'Toole, producer, of course, of the Niall Boylan show.
Now we're getting to serious people.
Yeah, it's kind of, you wonder what level of influence Boylan will have had on her, you know, in terms of her personality. But anyway, here's what Helena had to say about it.
I actually think he's going to do really well. He's quite a funny guy. I'm excited to see it. I hope he's not heckled. That'll be pretty embarrassing for him. But yeah, I think he's going to do really well because he's a funny guy. He's funny in the office. He's funny on air. I'm hoping he's funny on stage. I think he's absolutely bricking it. I think he's putting on a good show in the office. I think genuinely when he goes home, he's reading joke books, checking out some one-liners for on stage. I think he's bricking it.
So if you were to give a few words of encouragement to Jim McCabe, what would they be?
I would say, don't do it.
Wow. You can check this out on Facebook Live, by the way. Magic Mike is filming this for Facebook Live. And as I say, we only have a short time with Brian. But if you want to check out more about it, he's the author of two books, The Happiness Habit and From Ordinary to Extraordinary. And you can also check him out on the website. It's briancolbert.ie.
Or NLP.ie.
Or NLP.ie. That'll be easy to remember. Right. I'm all yours. Fix me, Brian. Fix me.
Alrighty, okay. So, what I want you to do, if you don't mind for this one, if you wouldn't mind sitting down for this one.
Okay, I'll sit down for this. Let me just move my microphone. I'll sit down here. Right, okay.
Now, what I want you to do is just to close your eyes.
Hang on a second. Now, can I just double check now? Magic Mike hasn't set this up now. This isn't some sort of weird embarrassment thing, is it? Where
no,
I think I'm going to be
not.
Fixed, but in actual fact, I'm going to end up walking around quacking like a duck. Or anything, no?
That would make people laugh.
It would make me laugh, that's for sure. I would be very happy.
Right, okay, right, okay. Here we go.
But a really simple technique and a really simple thing. What I want to show you is basically, if you just close your eyes for a few moments.
Okay, right.
And basically, I want to put your hands on your lap, just with the palms down. Just notice when you do it with your eyes closed.
Okay.
And now, basically, just notice your breathing first, okay?
All right.
Now, lift up your hands, basically facing up.
Facing
upwards, yeah.
Okay.
Notice the change in your breathing. Turn it back down, put it on your lap. Right?
Right.
Yeah, turn it back up. Okay. Notice the change in breathing, number one.
Yeah.
Okay?
There's a huge change
in breathing. If you want to relax, if you want to relax really quickly, bring your hands down, place them on your lap like that. The breathing goes into the stomach. That's number one. Okay. If you need to think, say if you're not thinking, if you're, so, oh, where am I going here type of thing, and you're panicking type of thing, bring your hands up, basically, and what it actually does is activate your brain uptime, so it goes into the frontal lobes really quickly. That's just one.
That is amazing. You actually feel the difference between your stomach and your chest.
Really, yeah.
By doing that movement.
Yeah.
That's really.
If you watch the way, like, the Buddha sits and stuff like that, you'll see actually what they do is one hand down and one hand up. That's called mindfulness, where you're actually right in the moment type of thing. But when you want to relax, both hands down, just resting on your lap, and you'll feel the breath going into the tummy, allowing you to relax. You bring it back up, so your brain is functioning again. Remember, it's all about the breath first. Now, the next thing to do, if it's okay to continue, yeah?
Oh, yeah.
Just to close your eyes again. Now, this time what I want you to do, with your hands on your lap in that way, okay? What I want you to do is just to think about, just go to the end of the program. So you're up there, just imagine what it'll be like. And what I want you to do is just imagine the audience laughing, really having a fun. There's times where you're here in the studio and you're just laughing because you've said something funny. I want you to imagine inside your own mind's eye that people are just giggling. You'd see tears coming down their face. Actually, they're just actually in tears laughing. And you are having the time of your life. You're saying, this is really ace. And you're thinking you're going to stay on a bit later. Just literally just purely to wind up, PJ. So you'll stay there and say, guys, keep me on stage just for a few more minutes. And allow yourself just to see it. Notice people laughing and hear yourself talking with conviction. Begin to feel it, that playful feeling. It's not about making people laugh. It's about getting into a playful state. Because when you do that, then people laugh anyway. I want you to begin to feel that feeling. Just bring it up and take a deep breath in as you do so. And let it begin to spin on the inside of it. Where you actually see people laughing, having fun, just enjoying it. And you're having the time of your life. You say, this is my brand new career. I'm going to have it. And you see PJ on the sidelines. And he's saying, what the hell? It's my turn to go on. Like, basically, just begin to think about it. And have a great fun while you're doing it. And just say to yourself, I got this, I can do this, I'm going to have fun with this. Because you know you can, you've had fun lots of times before. You know how to feel good, you know how to have fun, you know how to be playful. And this begins to get easy, because it doesn't matter what happens, you can do it. And it's time for you literally to kick butt. It's time for you to look at PJ in the eye and say, nailed it.
Oh, go on, Jim.
Oh, I tell you, that is an amazing feeling inside when somebody's talking you through like that. It's like having the ultimate motivator inside you when you're doing it. Tonight, of course, is this.
Jim stands up. one man, one microphone, probably one laugh.
I mean, one chance. That's what I meant. He's very funny.
Yeah, you see, that's the level of support I get around these parts, it has to be said. That's thank you for that, people.
I think that's a very nice little thing to put together. I thought it sounds great. It's Jolly Jim's big day. Today it is the day Jim takes to the stage. Ladies and gentlemen, the Pavilion in Dunleary, we will be there. We have pretty much a sold-out house.
Although, in fairness, PJ was trying to make me feel better there by saying, look, to be honest with you, Jim, nobody will show up if it's sunny weather. That's great. But that'll be a start.
Well, they'll show up for your bit. They'll probably leave tonight, come on. Well, that's okay. I've done this a million times. I'm used to the ignored gazes of people, so that's grand.
Anyway, yeah, so look, it's happening tonight. Finally, the day is here. First time I'll ever have to go on and do stand-up as part of the challenge laid out for me by PJ and Mike or whatever. So it's here. It's going to happen one way or the other. There's no going back at this stage. If you want to kind of witness some of the... I don't really know myself what to expect, but whatever it is that's going to happen, if you want to witness this, Mike informs me that there'll be a fair bit of activity on Facebook Live and stuff tonight. Naturally, of course, it'll make an appearance. He won't let it die on the show tomorrow. So, you know, should be great.
It's a lot. I'm telling you now. I'm done bigging you up now. Today's right. The day. You're going to have your... From this moment on, you are flying solo. You're on your own. We've done everything we can do for you.
Jim stands up. One man, one microphone, probably one laugh.
I mean, one chance. That's what I meant. He's very funny.
Ah, yes, indeed. So it finally happened last night after weeks of torment. The big night came.
We finally did it. We got there, went to the Pavilion. Well, we finally did it. You finally did it, Jim. We got to the Pavilion yesterday in Dunleary. 300 people, an absolutely sold out house. Not a seat left in the whole place. And there you were, your first ever time.
Nightmare.
Your stand-up gig. And a nightmare I don't think it was. I'm not going to give the end away just yet.
But anyway, the thing about it is, obviously PJ was there being the star of the show, and Eric Lawler was there, who was absolutely brilliant as always. But Mike was there with Lou and the gang as well. And Mike, to be honest with you, at one stage I thought was actually more nervous than I was, because he was beavering around doing all sorts of stuff. He was videoing. There's a load of stuff up on Facebook if you want to check it out. He did Facebook Live. He was recording stuff and all that sort of business, just so that you could kind of get a flavour of it on the show this morning. So when we arrived there, we had a little pre-match conversation, if you like.
I know, and we also, before this chat even happened, Jim's other half was there, and we said, how's he getting on? She goes, I haven't had a word out of him all day. He's been very quiet. I'm not joking. I've never known him to be this quiet. And then she told us this story, which made me laugh so much, because she said, what was it? Was it the styrofoam on the new fridge? You got a new fridge?
Yeah.
And she said there was styrofoam in the bottom. She goes, do you reckon it's okay to leave that on it when I plug it in? And Jim McCabe said, could you ask me that tomorrow? He wasn't even able to talk about foam. He was so distracted he couldn't figure out foam. So the man was in an awful state.
My head wasn't my own. Anyway, listen, here's our little chat before it all kicked off.
So we're here behind the scenes in the dressing room with PJ and Jim. They're standing here, sitting around. In fact, PJ's doing his hair in the mirror.
All they need is a three-piece suit.
So PJ, we've arrived, okay? So it's about 20 minutes to showtime.
Yeah.
How are you feeling? You're okay. You're dab-handed this. How do you think Jim is looking? Is he...
Oh yeah, normally I'd be a lot more nervous than this, but of course it's grand because I'm looking at someone else having a nervous breakdown, so that takes the edge off things. Be quite honest with you, he's showing me how bad things won't be, so I feel actually pretty good. I feel up for the job, you know?
Jim, how are you feeling?
It's
a big auditorium out there.
I mean, right this second, it's kind of just... I don't actually know. I'm a bit sort of numb. I'm a bit shell-shocked, I have to confess. I suspect that one or two things will happen. When I go to the side of the stage, either I'll physically collapse, like as in my legs will go from under me, or I'll switch into some other mode and somehow get through it. I'm hoping for the latter, obviously.
You'll get through it. Then the real fight or flight will kick in. Yeah. It'll be like a saber-toothed tiger has jumped on a caveman, and the caveman can either run or turn around and go, why did the chicken cross the road?
Jim, is there anything we can play for you? Any sort of Rocky music or anything?
Actually, I was wondering about whether I should have some walk-on music. I was trying to think what would be appropriate, but all that kept coming into my head was the Death March, so that's it. I said, no, I'll let that one go. But I think it might be too late.
Well, the, as far as I know, the doors have opened, so the crowd are coming in.
Great.
They're sitting in anticipation out, having a drink out in the foyer. Best of luck, Jim.
Thanks, Michael.
You'll be fine.
You'll be fine.
Come on, Jim.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome to the stage.
Right, so, moment of truth came. As you heard a little bit earlier on there, we were we had our little chat before the event, and the nerves were certainly jingling, to say the least, really.
Oh, yeah, to say the least. I'd say your nerves were rattling, to be quite honest with you. And then, of course, the people came in, they sat down, they took their seats. Eric took to the stage. You had to stand at the wings. Looking out the plane for a parachute jump, really, isn't it?
It kind of was similar, yeah. So only worse.
You watched the first man jump, and there you were with your backpack and goggles on, wondering how you were going to approach the jump yourself.
Yeah, as I say, Mike was filming all of this and all that sort of stuff. So if you do want to see it or whatever, it's all up on Facebook. You can check it out for yourself. There's actual videos. In fairness to him, he had to try and generate a little flavour of it for us to play on in air. There's a couple of bold words.
You know, you won't hear them now.
You won't hear them now. That's what I'm saying. So Mike had the task of trying to, cut it down to a reasonable amount and then obviously, you know, cut out the bad words. So
and obviously we couldn't put the full set in because we'd be sitting here for ages.
Exactly. So in fairness, he did his best to try and give you a little flavour of how the whole thing went. And thank God for Eric Lawler. That's what I'm going to say. But anyway, here we go.
It is no easy feat making a stand-up comedy debut. Will you please go wild and show your love to the wonderful Mr. Jim McKay!
Jeez, thanks very much for that. It's a bit like the kind of support that parents have to give their kids when they know already that they're useless at something. Do you know what I mean? You know, supporting that kid. He'll be on stage trying to play the tin whistle from the wrong end. He looks like a drunk on a breathalyzer or whatever, but there'll be a mother in the audience going, "Well done, Connor!" This lad's crossed the road. Bit of a kind of a hipster looking dude, kind of fella. He had the trousers made of spinach. Oh, whoops-a-daisy. You're nearly 50, Jim. Who says whoops-a-daisy? What is that? I can't say thank you enough. You've been brilliant. Cheers! Good luck!
It's so weird listening to it like that. It doesn't make any sense.
Oh, I know. But you can hear the laughs, Jim. Can you hear the laughs, everyone? It went really, really well. You flew. In fairness, you're probably the best individual debut stand-up gig I've ever seen. It was absolutely amazing. And I have to say, hats off to you. Hats off to you, because I know what it's like to do a gig, the first gig. I know the dread and the torment and the horrible feeling and the rattling and how bad
it
feels.
And you still made me do it.
Oh, we couldn't wait to make you do it. And how bad it was felt, and especially because you say to someone, "I don't know what I'm going to do," and everybody gives you one piece of advice that's absolutely useless. They go, you'd be grand.
Yeah.
And I have to say, fair play to you, because I know how hard it is. And that's what I wanted to do it. You never wanted to do it.
No.
So to pull it off, it's
an extraordinary thing, because it's a blank. It is a blank. It was literally from the time I stepped out from when Eric introduced me till the time I got back to you. I can't remember a thing.
I have to say, mostly when I've seen a lot of comedy debuts, and I've brought people on stage for the comedy debuts, and generally you bring someone on and they're like you, they're rattling, they're shaking, they really change their minds, they don't want to do it, but they're in too deep, they can't walk away. They go on the stage, they walk off, you go, "How do you feel?" And they go, "Oh my God, I feel amazing. I did it, I can't believe it, I'm so happy I did it." Jim McCabe walks off, "How do you feel?" "Yeah, I'm glad it's over now, to be honest," which I have to say. "I don't think I'll be doing that again. I can safely say that's never going to happen again."
That was one night only. But anyway, this is the bit I'm most worried about now, actually, I have to confess, because Mike also did a little bit of vox popping. He went out into the audience after the set and asked people how they thought they went. And I haven't heard this bit yet. So hopefully Mike has edited this the right way. But anyway, here's what they said.
"I thought it was very good. Pretty good for a first performance."
"Brilliant. Absolutely brilliant. That's his first time on radio."
"Yeah."
"Or on stage, I should say."
"Yeah."
"Fantastic. I actually love the show."
"Great.
I love PJ. Absolutely adore him. But tell you, well done to him."
"Oh, well, I don't think it might be his only stand-up. I think he's well able to do it again. I thought he was very, very good. He said unbelievable quite a lot, but surely that was just the nerves. But he had a few funny stories, and I'm sure if he built on it, he could go again."
"Brilliant. Yeah, he wasn't too bad for a starter."
"Yeah, okay. What did you think?"
"Yeah, I thought he was very good. I think he was slightly nervous, but he was very good. Very good."
"Yeah, no, he's very good. As he said himself, unbelievable."
"It was a very good attempt, first attempt, yes, absolutely."
"I thought he was very good."
Ah, that'll do.